Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of Dark Realms. Once more, no video, sadly, as we're still having issues syncing the video and the audio to make them sound, well, what you deserve if you're watching a video. Put it this way, what we've got so far, I wouldn't watch, and I want you guys to have the best. And speaking of the best, we are in a series of flux at the moment. There are several changes that have taken place this season, as you may have noticed already, some of them creeping in. And by next season, we hope the whole landscape of the dark paranormal has changed for the better. And two certain things which I can't go into, but one of which I'm in a bit of a fight with my network at the moment, because it involves changing some ads around so that you guys get to the show quicker. But although that can't be done until our next quarter, i.e. next year, it will be something I am looking into, because I want you guys, one, to not be over fatigued with the amount of output we do, i.e. quality over quantity. And two, I don't want you to have to sit through 3 minutes worth of ads before you even hear my voice. Now, like I say, this time of year, we are helpless to that fact. And I will reiterate, if you join our Patreon at the lowest level, you will gain an ad-free version of everything on the main feed for as long as you're a member. So even if you sign up between now and the end of January, you get past that entire holiday season of a bombardment of adverts that can break up some excellent experiences. So, although you may have already noticed some small changes creeping their way in, from season 23 onwards, the dark paranormal will be overhauled in the best possible way. You will still 100% recognize the show. It's still your show. Me and the network have basically sent out a series of polls about what it is that you like, you don't like, etc., about the current format. And believe me when I say, it is not just a few tweaks. I'll leave it there. As ever, for anyone wishing to try our Patreon at any tier, you can gain a full week's access for free by clicking the link in the show notes or heading over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. And of course, to reach out to us, again, there's a link in the show notes to submit your own experience for the show. But right now, let's step foot into this week's Dark Realm, Lancaster Castle. Looming large over the city of Lancaster, Lancaster Castle stands as a medieval stronghold with almost a millennium of blood-soaked history. First, raised as a Norman fortress on the site of an old Roman fort, it soon became a seat of power and a center of justice and injustice. By the late 12th century, it was functioning as a jail, holding those awaiting the grim assizes. Over the centuries, its stone walls witnessed countless trials, punishments, and executions. Between the 18th and early 20th centuries, nearly 300 people were executed there, earning Lancaster the grim nickname, the Hanging Town. Public hangings once took place on the moor above the city, later moving inside the castle's infamous Hanging Corner. Some of England's most notorious witch trials unfolded right here in 1612. The Pendle Witches. Impoverished villagers accused of sorcery. They were imprisoned in the castle's dungeons. 8 women and 2 men were condemned in a feverish 3-day trial. While one elderly accused witch died in her cell before the court convened. This was a time of paranoia. Catholic priests, Quaker preachers, and suspected traitors all passed through these gates, many meeting brutal fates. As the centuries progressed, the castle became also primarily a prison. Children, the mentally ill, debtors, thieves, all were confined together here. Disease ravaged these overcrowded cells, way long before reforms offered a chance at humane treatment. The final execution took place in 1910. The prison closed, reopened, and astonishingly remained as an active penitentiary until 2011. Today, it's restored and open to the public. Yet, for those who walk its corridors at night, one truth remains undeniable. Some of its former inhabitants have never left. And firstly, we're going to take a look at the lost boy in the dungeon. Deep beneath the castle's crown court lay the medieval cells, cramped, airless, and heavy with the misery of centuries. Here wanders a ghost many staff and visitors know simply as Thomas. He appears as a thin Victorian-era boy, soot-stained clothes, blonde hair, a flat cap slightly askew. He darts in and out of doorways, whipping around corners just fast enough to evade sight. No official records identify him, but in the 19th century, children were jailed for petty theft, and many died of disease and neglect. Thomas may well have been one of them, one of the lost and lonely, clinging to the living for attention. One guide once led 5 people into a dungeon cell, but counted only 4 leaving moments later. The group insisted an unknown boy had entered with them and stood quietly at the back of the cell. Yet, when the cell was opened, he had completely vanished. The guide later discovered he had indeed sold 5 tickets. But that extra visitor never existed. Witnesses have felt cold, childlike fingers brush their hands. They've heard soft giggles in the dark, or watched a small bundle of rags rise and take the shape of a child before dissolving. In the castle's suffocating gloom, Thomas is not malicious, but still encountering him leaves even skeptics shaken. Just imagine, a pale boy peeking from a cell doorway, then gone. Or a tiny hand slipping into yours. You turn and no one is there. Thomas seems to be forever searching for someone to lead him out of the darkness. Next, as we like to do, we build up to the most terrifying entity in a certain location. So, our number 2 on the list is the Hanged Monk's Revenge. When night settles on Lancaster Castle, the lower halls become the domain of a far darker presence, the Black Monk. A tall, hooded figure in ancient monastic robes. He's believed to be the spirit of a cleric, executed at the castle centuries ago. One of the so many priests hung, tortured, or tried for treason. Whether monk or merciless jailer, this entity radiates sheer hostility. Both visitors and former prison staff have reported footsteps following them, doors slamming shut, keys jangling down corridors, and the unmistakable sense of being watched. A security officer once felt two heavy hands shove him hard in the chest, knocking him to the floor. Scrambling up, expecting to confront an attacker, the corridor was empty. Cell 3, said to be the monk's preferred habitat, is notorious for violent phenomena. Icy blasts of air, blue orbs drifting across the ceiling, unseen hands tugging at clothes. One visitor screamed as she watched a rag pick itself up from the floor and then become full-bodied into that of a robed figure, before collapsing again to the floor. On certain nights, a half-bodied silhouette will glide across the courtyard, the upper torso of a monk floating above the ground, as though walking on the level the floor once stood many centuries ago. In the prison years, hardened inmates begged not to be housed near that cell block, after witnessing the cowled figure drifting past and standing next to their doors. The Black Monk is a spirit of fury, unjustly executed, perhaps, or bound to his duty in death. But one thing's for sure, where he walks, fear follows.
Does anyone really know what hormones do? There's so much talk about women's hormonal health, but most women are left even more confused about what it means for them and what to do about it. Let's leave that confusion behind as we head into the holiday season. Hormone Harmony is a game changer for women struggling with hormonal imbalances that leave them exhausted both physically and mentally. It only contains science-based ingredients that bring back comfort, energy, clarity, confidence, and a sense of balance. Perfect for enjoying the holidays and heading into the new year energized. You've heard me talk about them before, and Happy Mammoth, the company behind this phenomenal formula, has helped over 2.4 million women get their lives back and feel like themselves again after years or even decades of hormonal imbalances. The company surveyed 1,831 women to see how Hormone Harmony helped them, and the results are mind-blowing. 86% of women started losing weight, 77% say it improved their mood, and 100% say they feel like themselves again. Hormone Harmony has over 50,000 raving reviews from women all over the world, with 98% of them saying they gladly recommend it to friends and family. This holiday season, give yourself or the women in your life the gift of wellness. Because for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout.
Personally, I can find it really hard to focus, and as a non-drinker, I can also find it tricky to try and wind down. And how you go about finding your personal vibe is your individual choice. Do you know there's a 100% American farm-grown online cannabis company that ship federally legal THC direct to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients so they can target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And our listeners get 20% off their first order at Mood.com with the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that just get you high. Mood gummies are optimized so it can take as little as 15 minutes to take you to the mood you desire. Like the Mind Magic gummies for creativity and focus. Or PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings. And there's a plethora of other gummies for you to find your perfect mood. These days we all know gummies just to get high can be bought from just about anywhere. But Mood have changed the game by combining premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get in the perfect mood in as little as 15 minutes with no dispensary lines or no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered discreetly to your door. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as mentioned, our listeners can get 20% off their first order by entering the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. So go to Mood.com and find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood find your perfect mood. And don't forget to enter the promo code DARKPARANORMAL for 20% off. Today's episode of The Dark Paranormal is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. so your dollar goes a long way. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Companies and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
And now, the most darkest tale of them all, and arguably the most famous spirit of the castle. The Witch of Lancaster, Old Demdike's Curse. In the castle's dreaded well tower, the Witch's Tower, an elderly blind woman known as Old Demdike died shackled in a damp cell in 1612. Accused of witchcraft alongside her fellow Pendle witches, she didn't live to stand trial. But legend says that although she didn't leave the tower, she did in death, although she chooses to remain there still. In her particular cell, the lights flicker violently. Doors swing as if seized by a furious hand. Disembodied shrieks erupt from the tower without warning. Strange mists swirl into human shapes before dissolving. Many investigators believe Demdike herself is responsible for the tower's violent poltergeist activity. Some see her apparition, a withered woman in a black hooded cloak, wandering the parapets or stalking the corridors with a spectral young girl at her side. Perhaps kin, perhaps a fellow lost soul drawn to the witch's power. One of the most chilling experiences comes from a young woman who believed her grandmother had caught up to walk beside her in the passage near the well tower. They talked casually. She felt her grandmother gently take her hand, and only when she stepped into the light did she realize she was completely alone. Her grandmother had still been several minutes behind her the entire time. The girl believes an unseen presence imitated her relative to gain her trust. On another night, a security guard closing the castle was locked inside the gatehouse by a sudden unnatural force. He was thrown into a chair and held there, pinned down by invisible hands for 10 agonizing minutes before the door creaked slowly open. The man left pale, trembling, and absolutely convinced the witch, Old Demdike, had come for him. Old Demdike suffered and died in darkness, and the stories say she has not forgiven the living for any of her treatment. Lancaster Castle is not just a relic of medieval power. It is, in fact, a mausoleum of grief, rage, and restless souls. Any visitors who think it wasn't a good day out or they didn't really enjoy it, they don't know what they were looking for. They don't know what they missed. Arguably things that may have been in plain sight all along. For example, the tale of the lady who believed she was talking to her grandmother. Imagine if she then just left to go to the toilet. She would return, find her grandmother, and the day would continue. She'd be completely oblivious that she'd had a run-in with Old Demdike. Now, I have been fortunate enough to visit this dark realm, and I defy anyone who is a fan or a believer in the paranormal to not feel a sense of the macabre, or at least disturbed, as you enter that castle. It truly is a bank of restless energy. Thomas seeking companionship, the black monk seeking retribution, and Old Demdike, the Witch of Lancaster, seeking something unknown. Three ghosts, three tragedies, three warnings whispered across four centuries. So if you get the chance to walk its corridors, and please do try. Pause, listen, breathe. And if a cold hand slips into yours, don't turn. Some things within this dark realm prefer not to be seen. I'd like to thank Kathy, one of our Patreons, for suggesting this wonderful Dark Realm. I've really enjoyed looking into it, having been there myself, so I can picture exactly what I'm saying when discussing this Dark Realm. If you have your own suggestion for a Dark Realm, email it to me, contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And until next time, stay safe and take care.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.